Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of May 29th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. The main cycle this week supports you to make some rearranging in your mind and become aware of extremes, and become aware of how you might shift to bring in your intuition and your deeper knowing from underneath your strategic mind, your everyday mind, which is holy in its own way, and yet there's so much more to you. A phrase from this week's poem for the podcast: would your mind become the open sky? The main cycle happening this week is on Saturday, June 3rd, the full moon is at 13 degrees of Sagittarius Gemini at 8:42 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Full moon, balance between the solar and lunar beings, between the conscious self archetype and the instinctive nurturer archetype. Now the sun's in Gemini, that sign that wants to be curious and look at options and choices and bridging between different ideas or peoples or situations is, let me open my mind, let's think about it differently. Devil's advocate, why not this? Balanced by the moon, which is about our instinctive nurturer self, our emotional needs, and how we nurture ourselves and others. Sagittarius is a fire sign that says, wait a minute, I'm going to synthesize all those great Gemini ideas and options and say, here is one way, or here is a truth, or here's what it all means. Sagittarius is a very strong meaning-making sign, getting the bigger perspective. Now, both have challenges. When they are not in their healthy expression, Gemini is very scattered and can be duplicitous and caught with dual parts of its nature, you know, and also exhaust itself by trying to juggle too many things at one time. Sagittarius's deep challenge and unhealthy expression is dogmatism and certainty and harmful meaning making. When you start thinking you know what the truth is, and then you start projecting that truth on everyone else or a certain group of people or a certain situation. Oh, I know what's really going on. And what it does is diminish the complexity of people, a group, or a situation. So at the full moon, there's this opportunity to balance them together. The sun is lighting up Gemini now. Illuminate options, choices, ideas. The moon is saying, emotionally, I'm balancing with just the right kind of combo of ideas, choices, try something different. Now, wait, let's bring it together. And what does this mean for me? And one of the most important options you have with this full moon is do meaning making. We're meaning making creatures as humans, but recognize the relativity, Gemini, of your meaning making. That your story, that your narrative, that your interpretation, as helpful and supportive as it can be for you, may not be supportive for someone else and may have very little to do with it, what is actually happening for them. So there's a lovely opportunity to say, here's my personal truth, and I know that it's just mine, and yours is something different. And that kind of spaciousness that Gemini can bring about, it's all relative. So particularly important because this full moon, with the sun in Gemini and the moon in Sagittarius, squares Saturn in Pisces. It means the opposition, the line between the sun and moon, looks like it's making a 90-degree angle in the heavens with Saturn. And Saturn is that structure maker, responsible one. It's the one in us in a healthy way that is like our adult or our inner elder that says, okay, this is what's mine to do. Saturn has recently moved into a new sign, like Jupiter and Pluto. Saturn has just moved into Pisces. And this is a fluid water sign that is about our deeper dreaming and aspirations, our very empathetic and compassionate nature. When Saturn's in Pisces, which it will be for the next 2.5 years, there is a symbolic call to be more responsible to our energetic self and really the footprint we're putting out with our unconscious material, the effect we're having on the world. You know all what that's like. You can be really stirred up and pissed off and angry, and you think you're holding it together, and yet people around you know, wow, there's a vibe coming off you. You're really angry, aren't you? It's nothing wrong with being angry. It's about, can I be responsible to this? Can I lean in and say, yeah, I'm really feeling this emotion. So what can I do to steward myself, to honor myself, to transform it, to do the healing work? That's a lot of what Saturn in Pisces is asking us to do, is to take responsibility for our unconscious energies and also take responsibility for our visions and aspirations and our heart opening, our sensitive, compassionate side. So back to the full moon. Here is the sun in Gemini balancing the moon in Sagittarius, saying, okay, be open to different options and choices, be curious, but also honor what your own personal truths are and recognize the relativity of them. Well, the square to Saturn in Pisces goes one step further as a wonderful challenge to all of us, which is not only watch what's coming out of your mouth with your meaning making, saying, okay, I think it's this and you're that. Look at your energy. Notice, perhaps with compassion, some unconscious arrogance or some certainty about how things are. Or maybe you notice this week you're about to go meet with friends or go to a situation and you're already certain about what's going to happen. That's an opportunity with the square to Saturn to say, oh, wait a minute, you have made your mind up and you've already defined what's going to happen. And what if we actually loosen things up a bit? What if we took responsibility to take care of ourselves, Saturn and Pisces, and yet also have the courage to open our hearts and to be curious? I don't know. Let's just go see. And this opportunity this week to consciously track better where your unconscious energy or emotions is spilling out, and to lean in and steward that. Without any kind of blame or judgment, without any kind of shoulding. It's not that at all. It's more illuminating awareness. So this full moon brings this blessing to all of us this week. So here's a poem to support you in this journey with the full moon, to maybe let your mind quiet down a bit, to maybe let go of the frenetic narratives that are like hyped up Gemini, that's keeping you ungrounded and overwhelming you. Maybe tap into a bit of that Pisces gift of deeper awareness, simplicity, and connecting to the present moment. The poem is called Dear You by Kaveri Patel. Dear you, you who have always so many things to do, so many places to be, your mind spinning like fan blades at high speed, each moment always a blur because you're never still. I know you're tired. I also know it's not your fault. The constant brain buzz is like a swarm of bees threatening to sting if you close your eyes. You've forgotten something again. You need to prepare for that or else. You should have done that differently. What if you closed your eyes? Would the world fall apart without you? Or would your mind become the open sky, flock of thoughts flying across the sunrise as you just watched and smiled? There's a blessing for you, any of you who have that busy, frenetic mind. Would the world fall apart without you if you just stopped for a little bit? What would it be like if your mind became the open sky and the thoughts just flew across the sunrise. That's an aspiration prayer for all of us. Thank you, as always, for your continued support with this podcast. So deeply appreciate that. Continue to tell your friends, share, give me a great review if you're willing, and just take to heart the invitation to recognize what an archetypal being you are. And you can navigate these currents of collective archetypal change in an empowered way, in a way that supports you in the world. I want to remind you about my upcoming workshop on Saturday, June 10th. It's about the astrology edge cycles of the early 40s and 50s. We're going to talk about the key cycles of Pluto in the late 30s, the key cycle of Neptune in the early 40s, and the key cycle of Chiron in the early 50s. This is going to be a really supportive workshop if you're at least in your late 30s. And even those of you who are past your early 50s, you'll be well served, because it's so helpful to look back at those key initiatory times of midlife and recognize the archetypal invitation from Pluto, Neptune, and Chiron. My podcast listeners know that you can understand astrology from me. I do speak English, okay? So you'll get a lot from it. And I invite you to join me. To get details and to register, go to my website, ontheedgesofchange.com. And right there on the homepage, on the top bar, you'll see you can just click on there to get information and to register. That's Saturday, June 10th. It's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific. It will have some lecture, some guided journeys, some group discussion, and I guarantee you will come away with a lot of inspired, empowered awareness of your life journeys, your life cycles. So join me for the Edgewalkers workshop. Thanks so much, and bless your full moon journey this week.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.